Thanks for checking out the Phoning It In podcast, recorded at KDVS. We're joined right now from Enfield, Connecticut, by Western Mass's Soar Eros. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Man, thanks for doing this. Seems like we've been talking about it for ages. Mm-hmm. So nice to catch you on the phone.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. What's been going on? Sounds like you got back from tour recently with Kurt Vile, was it?
Yeah. Just me. I went. I think maybe a 3-week tour or 2-week tour, and we did the Midwest and I think a week in Canada.
Cool. And what's the connection? What's your connection to that dude and to Gary Warr? It seems like there's a whole group of people making like really, really awesome lo-fi right now. It doesn't seem like you're geographically related.
We all kind of met, I'd say, about 10 years ago in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of just we were all listening to similar records at the time, and we would all just kind of like do 4-track recordings on either cassettes, or I think Kurt had like a digital 8-track. But we kind of all just met through, you know, groups of friends. And then Adam, who's playing with me right now, he plays in Soar Eros, and he was actually in high school at the time when we were all kind of in college.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam would kind of like come on the weekends and hang out with us.
Cool.
So I met Gary. Gary Warr was actually Greg.
Mm-hmm.
In Boston, and yeah, it was a lot of really cool people doing cool stuff at that time. And just recently, it seems like there's kind of being like a recognition of a group of friends making music.
Yeah, and what's it like out in? Are you from Northampton?
I'm actually from Enfield, Connecticut, but I'm kind of living around that area.
Yeah, I'm constantly amazed by like all the stuff that comes out of Western Massachusetts. I wouldn't have assumed anything based, you know, not knowing much about Massachusetts, but it seems like there's so much going on out there.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of colleges, but for the most part, it's basically just a little town, and you can see a good movie or a good show and have something good to eat, but then, you know, 10 minutes away, you're in the mountains.
Kind of what
appeals to me, at least.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I think that other people are appealed, you know, are drawn by that as well.
For sure. Do you guys want to try a song?
Yeah, sure. We're going to play something we don't usually play, but it's on Second Chance, the first record. And I haven't played this song in a while, but I figured it'd be kind of fun to try it out. Okay, it's called In My Heart.
Sweet.
All right, thanks. Thank you. sound okay?
The guitar could actually be a bit louder on the quiet parts.
Okay.
FYI.
Cool.
But everything's coming through really well.
Awesome. So I'm just play more songs now?
Please.
Okay. This next one's called Before Animals. It's also on Second Chance. Thank you.
Hey.
You want to talk to Adam for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Hello?
What's up, Adam?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So, what's your story?
What's my story? Not much of one. I just got reconnected with Rob not about how long ago, 2 years ago, and worked on Second Chance with him. And now we are just wrapping up our next full length, No Touching.
Nice. Are you a full-time band member then?
Yeah, we pretty much have just been writing and recording ever since we were working on Second Chance.
Cool. Do you do your own thing as well?
I used to. Not like just four track stuff.
Sorry, that's my favorite. It's my favorite kind.
I had a little project called Class A Comfort, and Rob actually on a compilation he released a few years ago on LDS, Light Dead Sea Records. He put a song on mine, but it's under Party Girls, which was a different band I was in with my good friend Matt and good friend at the time, Zach Davis. So, it was ever since Second Chance, we've been just recording, writing, hanging out, getting in trouble. You know, being good.
Cool. Looks like we've got time for a couple more. You guys have them.
All right. We'll play a few more newer songs, I guess. It'll be on.
We'll do a Tall Compass, which is about
7 inches. Yeah, we're going to do a song that we haven't played in a while, but it's going to be on a 7-inch that Blackburn Recordings is releasing shortly.
Nice.
In a couple of weeks it should be out, so we'll play that.
Cool.
All right, thanks. Start it. sound all right still?
Yeah.
Cool.
That was good timing. We're just about out of time.
Oh, cool.
Thank you so much for doing this, guys.
Thank you. I love your show, and I think it's an awesome idea and an awesome thing. We're really appreciative to be part of it.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I hope you'll like the way this turned out. Hang on for just one second.
Okay.
You've been listening to Sore Eros on Phoning It In. You can find him at myspace.com/soreeros. 7-inch coming out real soon, right?
Yeah, like 2 or 3 weeks.
Cool. On the awesome Blackburn Recordings, or off to a real good start. And you can find us at myspace.com/phoningitin and phoningitin.net.